the Bible is so important, but it's not about just the pages. It's not about religion. It's not about giving. It's not about doing good and going to church. What it's about is a personal relationship with Jesus. In fact, Jesus said this, and I was there. I remember exactly what he said. And he said, why should I let you into heaven? This is when each of us die, we're going to be asked that question. This is an important question. And if you say, well, I went to church, or I gave a lot, or I did good, Jesus is going to look at you and say, I never knew you. Depart from me. And John wrote all about that Matthew wrote that in the seventh chapter. And he said, peace to you. And then here's what he said. He said, I'm sending you just as the Father sent me. And then he said this to us, receive the Holy Spirit. So to be honest with you, none of us totally understood what that meant. But over time, I've thought about it, and I get it. He said things like, it's going to be your advantage that I go. He said, the counselor will teach you. He said, he is the Spirit of truth, and he'll be with us forever. And then Jesus, and I'm actually going to read this exactly, because Jesus said this in John 14. He says, I'm telling you this while I'm with you, but when the Father sends the counselor, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and then remind you of everything I told you. And then he told us something that's really hard for me to do, and that is to wait. And I got to be honest with you, I hate waiting. I can't stand waiting. I don't know about you guys. I'm kind of like an action guy. But he told us, and then he said this. He said, when we wait, he said, we would receive power. We would receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. How about that? Power. Luke writes this in Acts 2, which is really the scripture for today. Luke wrote that suddenly, when we're in the upper room, suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the rushing of a violent wind, and it filled the whole house, and we were seated before our eyes appeared like flames which separated off us and settled on our head. It's crazy. We were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and we began to speak in different languages as the Spirit gave us power. Incredible. Turned us upside down. But this is what I want you to grab hold of right there. You will receive power. You will receive power. 3,000 were added. 3,000 people were added. And then a couple days later, it was 5,000. And let me just tell you something. Let me be honest. There ain't no way a Galilean fisherman could muster the right words to attract all these people to come to you. So as leaders in the in your family, in your business, and right here at Friday morning, I desperately want you, each one of you, to receive power, the Holy Spirit power. And so being filled with the Spirit, and this is really, we're delving into the real topic for today. The Spirit in you is this, the Holy Spirit dwells in you. This is how it all happens. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. He takes up basically permanent resident in your life when you put your trust in Jesus as the Messiah. So the moment you put your trust in Jesus as your Messiah, you are filled, and the Holy Spirit takes up permanent residence in you. And then when he does that, things are going to change. You're going to have a different spirit. It's going to be an excellent spirit. It's going to be a spirit that when you walk into a room, the atmosphere changes. And why is that? Because you have a different spirit inside of you. So first takeaway is, don't doubt that the Holy Spirit is living in you. The Holy Spirit is living in you. Secondly, he is the Spirit of counsel. And we've got some lawyers in the room, and some ex-lawyers, former lawyers, Bob Boyles. I understand you were a lawyer back in the day. So he was a counselor, but the spirit of counsel, the great thing about the Holy Spirit is that he gives you advice and he gives you wise strategies. Raymond, do you ever need wise strategies in your business? Yeah, we all do. I know that. So if you don't know what to do, you got to ask him, because he is a good counsel. He provides good counsel. So have you ever been in a position where you didn't know what to do? That's where we were in the upper room. We had no clue what to do. But the Holy Spirit came upon us and he gave us the power and the revelation and the wisdom and the strategies of what to do. So the Holy Spirit will do the following. He will give you the ability to make right decisions. He'll guide you according to the principles of the Word. He's going to guide you. That's why you need to stay close into the Word. And he will intervene in your circumstances. Sometimes it's through the Word. Sometimes it's through prayer. Sometimes it's through just communication with others at your table and in your family and business. And sometimes it's just it's spirit to spirit. You're going to know in your knower, because the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is speaking to you. Third thing is that with the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, his power, it's not just the Holy Spirit, his power is in you. His power has already been deposited in you. And Luke mentions this. He says the Father's promise, that's what he talks about. And it fully equips us. And later on, Paul wrote all about this to the churches in Rome and Corinth and Ephesus. And he says this. He says, "Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly more than we can dare to ask or think, and way beyond our greatest prayers, dreams, and hopes, according to his power that's at work within us." So, third takeaway is his power has been deposited in you. Solomon wrote that people have many plans, but the Lord's counsel is the best counsel. It is good counsel. And that's why he sent the Holy Spirit. That's in Proverbs 19. And listen, the counsel of many is really important. You know, we're told to get the counsel of many. But the best counsel is going to come from the Holy Spirit. Second is you have to learn to listen to the counselor. And because he only speaks what the Father speaks to him. Sometimes it's going to be directly to your spirit. Sometimes it's going to be through the Word itself. Sometimes it'll be through other people. But I want to encourage you to be a discerning listener of the Holy Spirit. And for me, one of the things I've learned is that I get distracted. And so I have to find a quiet place and a quiet time to listen closely to him. So I encourage you to do that. Third thing is the waiting room is hard. And I know that we were in the waiting room, and I know that many of you are in the waiting room right now for multiple different reasons. But it is absolutely worth it. Jesus told us to wait, and then we would receive the power. It would come upon us. And so he's the one that's going to give us good counsel in the waiting room. When we're led by the Spirit, and I have to be honest, at the very beginning, I wasn't really good at being led by the Spirit. I kind of jumped out in front of things and jumped out in front of Jesus, actually, sometimes. But when you're led by the Spirit, there are some things that happen. And it's kind of like a student being led by a professor or a teacher, right? It's like a soldier being led by his captain. And as you mature in the faith, you'll grow accustomed to being led by the Spirit. And when you do, here's the reward that Paul talked about. He says, God will call you a son of the God Most High. And that, what an incredible reward that is. So Heavenly Father, we come to you and we say to you, thank you. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray, Father, that your word will be planted deep in the men this morning, and that they will understand that the power is in them, and it's up to them and up to me to turn it on. And when it happens, the world will be turned upside down. In the powerful name of Jesus. the Christ, our Messiah. I pray. Amen and amen. Have a great time at your tables, man.